Hello, everybody, and welcome back to 100 Years, 100 Movies. Today is day 7 of the season of The Witch, and today we're talking about French horror. Now, I've talked quite a bit about French movies, but I think the only horror movie that I've talked about, at least I can think off the top of my head, is Eyes Without a Face, which is gruesome, and I love it. The other one I probably mentioned from time to time is Knife and Heart, which I will probably be talking about more in detail today. The great thing about French horror is that it's fucking crazy. I'm gonna focus basically on movies from the last 20 years, but just to kind of show you how crazy French movies are, I wanted to touch upon Delicatessen, which was directed by Marc Corot and Jean-Pierre Jeunet. Jeunet, who is probably better known for having directed Amelie, and amongst sci-fi nerds for having directed Alien Resurrection. Delicatessen is this dark comedy where it's a post-apocalyptic world, and we follow these people inside of a tenement, and the butcher who owns the tenement basically kills people and trades the meat from people to other people for grain and other things. This movie's nuts. It is insane, and I think really kind of gives you an idea of what French horror really entails, which is this really weird mixture of high and lowbrow. I mean, there's probably a better way of putting it. But for me, when I think of French horror movies, that's usually what I think of. Especially, as I said, I wanted to focus on the last 18, 20 years of French horror. And in the early 2000s, we had this movement which was referred to as the New French Extremity. And I feel like movies, more recent movies, are also kind of, not necessarily playing catch-up, but are definitely inspired by these movies. We're talking about movies like Basez-moi, Fuck Me, Irreversible, or Irreversible. Movies like In My Skin, or Danse Ma Pue, Hot Tension, or High Tension, Inside, or A l'Intérieur, or Martyrs, or Martyrs. Now, that's about all the French I know. 4 years of high school French doesn't mean shit. In any case, these movies, like I said, have this crazy mixture of high and lowbrow together. There's a lot of body horror elements in these, and there's also, a lot of taboo, a lot of questioning of kind of morals and mores, and a mixture of that within that questioning. Also, a lot of sexuality within the horror that is taking place. These movies are definitely not for the faint of heart, and I feel that in part they might have been thrown in, especially something like Martyrs, would have been thrown in with torture porn around that time period. They're not torture porn, definitely not. There's a difference really there, because they are a lot smarter because they're French. Also, they're in French, so I think people right away, it's like, oh, it's in a foreign language, so we're going to elevate it. But they, these directors and these actors and the effects that are done really are going for something more in what they're exploring. I kind of wanted to talk about these movies, and really just because they're great movies, but also they push boundaries. Some of these are really extreme, like Irreversible, for example, which stars Monica Bellucci and Vincent Cassel. First of all, this is a story that's told backwards, much like Memento. If Memento were a horror movie about Monica Bellucci getting violently raped, and then her boyfriend and ex-boyfriend trying to find the people that did it and murdering them in really gruesome ways. That's what I'm talking about. We're like, okay, this is a movie that is playing with film structure. It's playing with how we present a story by telling it backwards, and kind of like Memento, and things are informing as we go because we're going backwards. And it has this tagline of, time destroys all things, sort of thing. And really, it's like how we justify what we do, I guess. But at the same time, we have like just these brutal, brutal scenes. Like I mentioned, Basez-moi, which is a movie that came out like in 2002, which I've never seen, but I always wanted to watch this because the title is literally Fuck Me, which kind of plays maybe not as art housey as Irreversible, but I always didn't want to watch this because it apparently had not just extreme violence but extreme sex, and not that I'm looking necessarily for, you know, sexy horror time, but when I was, you know, 20, it definitely was something that would have piqued my interest. Like I said, never actually got around to watching it, but from what I hear, it's pretty gruesome. I think that there's other movies that came out around this time that really kind of pushed the boundaries of what you could show in a movie. Like I mentioned, Danse Ma Peau, or In My Skin, is directed by Marina Devan and also written and starring Marina Devan, is nuts. It's basically like a cannibal movie if you're eating yourself. I feel like there's a lot of Crash in here as well. Not the Oscar-winning Crash movie, which is utter shit, but the David Cronenberg Crash movie, which is about people who are turned on by vehicle accidents. In My Skin, we follow the main character, Esther, as I mentioned, played by Marina Devan, who is in an accident and becomes slowly but surely fascinated by eating her skin. And it progresses from there to her trying to eat more of herself and kind of trying to find this line of how much of herself she can eat without people figuring it out that she's, you know, doing self-harm and, you know, then eating what she cuts off, and also, you know, being able to keep herself alive. In a sense, this movie reminds me a lot of a Stephen King short story called The Survivor Type, which is about a man who's stranded on a desert island and has to chop off pieces of himself in order to survive. Difference being that, you know, in this case, in the Stephen King story, this guy's doing it for survival. Esther, in this case, is doing it out of pleasure. And that's what I mean, that there are these weird takes on taboos in these movies. And I should say, this is the 2002 In My Skin, because I think there is another movie with that title, so don't get them mixed up. But yeah, I mean, these movies, first of all, like, they take on some really interesting subject matter, but on top of that, they are gruesome. I mean, we're talking about someone gnawing like the skin off of their wrist, cutting pieces of themselves off, covered in blood, as they in detail are shown just eating themselves. Like, it's, like I said, it's for someone who's seen plenty of cannibal movies, it's like if the cannibal is eating themselves, and it is fucking crazy. But also really well done and really well shot. You know, Marina Devan just has he just does a great job presenting this this movie and this almost character study of someone that I don't know, is finding pleasure in consuming herself, ultimate pleasure, I guess. Another example, and probably the first movie that I was made aware of from the New French Extremity, was Haute Tension, or High Tension, which came out in 2003, directed by Alexandre Aja. And this movie is divisive for a couple of reasons. One, it is extremely brutal and nasty and really gory. This movie, just like, I guess I'm going to just keep repeating, these movies pull no punches. I mean, and on top of everything, this is basically just it's almost like a love letter to the slasher movies of the 80s. We follow these two friends, Marie and Alexia, who are going on a road trip to meet Alexia's parents in a farmhouse. But as they are traveling, they start being stalked by this truck driver who we see in like a yellow jumpsuit and a hat. We never really get to see him. And he just goes around like murdering people. There's a scene where he chops off someone's head, and then it's implied that he fucks it until completion, and I'm not sure where he's inserting his dick. Like, I mean, I don't know if it's in the mouth or in a cavity inside the severed head. Either way, this movie, like I said, doesn't, it just kind of fucking goes for it, and it's nasty. And the other thing that makes this movie divisive, spoiler alerts, is the third act reveal, which makes absolutely no goddamn sense, which is that this person that's been stalking them the whole time isn't actually real. The person that's doing all these killings is Marie, one of these two girls. And the reason that she's doing it is because she is in love with Alexia and I guess can't express her love. So she decides that she's going to kill everyone around her in order to be able to be with her. This movie, for the longest time, like this ending just ruined this movie for me. And it's one of those things where it's similar to Friday the 13th Part 5, where I was enjoying it up until they had this stupid reveal that just fucking ruined it. And I had the same reaction to this movie. Like I said, it's technically, it's really well made, it's really nasty, and then it pulls some bullshit at the end and just kind of fucks it up. And it took me a long time to be able to go back and revisit it and appreciate what it did. And while that third act reveal doesn't work, I mean, the only, if you want to try to salvage it, I mean, Marie is being questioned in the hospital by police, so I guess you can say she is the most unreliable narrator ever. But there's just the way things are told in the movie, it just doesn't make sense. And that's the thing, like, they could have just had this be crazy guy who sees these young women and stalks them and kills everyone around them trying to get to them. And it would have been, you know, just like any other slasher movie, but it would have been fine, you know. But then I guess, I don't know, I guess Aja and his co-writer Gregory Lavasseur really wanted to do something different. And what they decided to do was just rip off an old Clive Barker story. And it just fucking sucked. But aside from that twist, or before that twist, this movie is just a nasty little gem worth checking out. And once again, just kind of showing the depravity that that the New French Extremity is willing to show. One of the other movies that is just as nuts that came out in 2007, as the New French Extremity was kind of dying down, was Inside, which was remade in 2018. So check out the 2007 version, not the 2018 version. This movie revolves around a pregnant woman alone in her home on Christmas. 4 months prior to this, she was in a car accident where her husband was killed, and this mysterious woman shows up on her doorstep and asking to use the phone. And we find out that this woman actually doesn't want to use the phone. What she wants is that baby. She wants the baby inside of Sarah's stomach. This then kind of becomes this nasty cat and mouse game within this house. Sarah is trying to get other people to come and help her, which just leads to people getting killed. There is some really brutal stuff. I mean, there is an attempted cesarean by scissors in this movie, you know, unwillingly, and it's just gruesome. Just like I mentioned, these movies are just straight up gruesome. And this movie also has a twist in it, much like High Tension, but this twist actually makes a lot more sense. Because it turns out, as the movie progresses, you know, before all the, you know, stabbing and attempted, scissor cesareans, that Sarah starts noticing that in some photos, this woman that's in her apartment is in them, and she is thinking that this woman is stalking her, but it turns out there's a really good reason why, she's in these photos. This other woman was the other driver in that car accident that killed Sarah's husband, and she lost something too. She was pregnant at the time, and she lost her baby, so she wants Sarah's baby to replace the unborn child that she lost in that car accident. Kind of a crazy way of going about it. But, of course, once this revelation is brought up, situations occur wherein Sarah starts to go into labor and the baby is stuck. And she, at that point, asks this other woman to help her by giving her that cesarean that she wanted to give her with the scissors to begin with. And the movie ends with a baby crying, being held by this other woman as Sarah has died because of this unorthodox cesarean. This movie is... these movies are just nasty, and I can't recommend them enough just for how out there they get. And I think all of this leads up to... in this time period, we also get this movie called Ills or Them, which I will be talking about later on in a different episode. But all of this insanity leads up to probably one of the nastiest movies ever made, and that is Martyrs, or Martyrs, directed by Pascal Laguerre. This movie starts off almost like this revenge action movie. We follow this woman who breaks into a house and starts... She's going off about how Anna's, the woman who lives there, Anna, like, that her parents tortured her when she was younger and killed her family. And of course she doesn't believe her. And somehow the police show up. Somehow, this other woman, Lucy, is, she's stopped, and Anna goes checking around. And I mean, this movie was already starting off with, like, just gruesome, bloody violence, and she finds out that actually she wasn't lying. There is a woman trapped in the basement in her house, and as she lets her go, this other people show up and kill this other woman. And these other people that show up turn out to be philosophers who are obsessed with death. They want to know everything they can learn about the afterlife, and they feel that the best way of doing this to find out about the afterlife is to torture people and be able to learn the secrets by getting of the afterlife, by getting them as close to death without them dying. And they feel that the best way of doing this is by, as I said, torturing these people. And the ones that don't survive are the ones that reject this idea of coming close to death to learn about death are just known simply as victims. But those that embrace this idea of trying to get as close to death to learn about the afterlife are known as martyrs. And Anna goes further than anyone else has gone in their experience before, to the point that she's flayed alive. And I mean, when I say she's flayed alive, you're talking about showing someone without any fucking skin on. Like I said, there's just crazy escalation as these movies progress. And this movie ends with Anna being to this point where she reaches this like kind of state of euphoria as she's being tortured and as she's basically a woman without any skin. And in this moment, she is approached by Mademoiselle, who is the leader of this group, and she whispers the secrets of the afterlife to her. And then falls into a catatonic state. Mademoiselle then is talking with other people who are part of the group, and they ask her, like, what she said. And she never says what it is that Anna tells her, but she sees that they doubt. And she says something along the lines of, like, even at this point, you still doubt what we're trying to do right before blowing your brains out. This movie is fucking crazy. I can't recommend it enough. But like I said, this was almost like the tipping point of how much further can you go. And in a way, all these movies that were pushing boundaries and just trying to show stuff as violent as can be really kind of led to this gem of a movie. Definitely not for everyone, but I think it's brilliant in that it presents just this like crazy bloody action type horror movie, which then takes a hard right turn from where it's at to then become like this philosophical debate about torture and about the afterlife. Not at all what I was expecting when I saw this. There's been some recent movies that are just as insane and that are kind of playing off of some of these ideas brought up by the New French Extremity and by other horror movies from the past. And I think chief among them is Raw, or Grave, from 2016. In this movie, we follow Justine, who is a veterinarian student who develops a craving for human flesh. So this movie is pretty nuts. We start off with Justine kind of mentioning how she... It's intimated that she never really eats meat, that she's kind of allergic to it. But as part of a hazing ritual in that everyone imparts in the school, the veterinary school that she's in, which is like a college, really, everyone gets doused in blood, or the incoming class gets doused in blood and has to eat raw rabbit, which makes Justine sick to her stomach. She throws it up. Her older sister is also a member of... a student at this school, and you know, little by little, she starts to kind of break out in rashes, and she starts getting this craving for meat, especially raw meat. So she starts taking raw meat out of the fridge, eating it, and eventually she's talking with her sister at one point, and there's a mishap wherein she cuts off her sister's finger accidentally and then proceeds to start to fucking eat the thing as her sister wakes up and notices that she's doing. And then her sister lets her in that on the secret that she is also consuming human flesh. And what she's doing is actually causing accidents and then chewing on people after the accident that they're in, the car accident. And that's kind of her way of getting around it. And knowing each other's secrets, they really... there's like this escalation as to whether or not they can both be these cannibalistic people. But at the same time, this movie is also like this coming of age story where, Justine is learning to kind of go out on her own and be independent. And she has a boyfriend who she unfortunately kills because she eats half his fucking leg. but it's just like this weird, kind of weird dichotomy within this movie. And this movie is really, really well done. It's great. And then it has this crazy twist at the end where it turns out that their mom also kind of does the same thing. And their dad's known all along. And that's the reason that the girls didn't eat meat, because he was afraid that they would have the same proclivities as their mom. And the movie ends with them taking his shirt off and showing that he's missing chunks of skin from his chest and back, and that he has bite marks all over himself. So it's a love story. Raw is great. It's on Netflix. I would highly recommend it. I think the movies I've mentioned are all pretty easy to find, but if you want something a bit more recent, I think Raw is a great entry into what French horror has to show us. Another movie that is more recent as well is Coralie Fargeau's Revenge. And Revenge is basically a modern update of the 1970s rape revenge, like, fantasy movies. Something like, I Spit on Your Grave. We follow, in this movie, Jen, played by Matilda Lutz, who is out on a date with her boyfriend, who is a married man, in the desert, in this resort, I guess, this house up in the mountains near a desert. And his friends show up for a hunting trip a day early. Now, Jen, thinking of Raw, Jen kind of parties with the three guys, and eventually one of them decides to rape her and does, while the other one watches, and her boyfriend does nothing to stop this. The following day, when she tells him what happened, instead of trying to help her, he throws her off a cliff trying to kill her. But Jen doesn't die that easily. Being able to find a body after she lands somewhere in the desert and runs off, the three men go to chase her, and little by little, she exacts bloody revenge on all three of them. This movie is great. It's a thriller. It's one of the few like rape revenge movies where we actually spend very little time on the the rape itself isn't shown as salacious or anything. It's handled in a way where it's horrific, and then Jen little by little is able to survive, kills one of them, one of the three men, takes his gear, and then hunts the others. The first guy being that she kills being the one who didn't stop the other guy from raping her. And I say guys because I don't remember their names. But she ends up taking some of his things, and I believe at one point she accidentally gets really fucking high on mushrooms. She doesn't realize that the beer, that one of the drinks that she's having has been spiked, which then leads to this crazy hallucination scene where she she uses a beer can and a stick to cauterize a wound that she has, and ends up with this crazy angel tattoo on her stomach, which was the logo on the beer can. She then goes after her boyfriend, I believe his name is Richard. She goes after the guy who raped her, kills him, and then goes after Richard, her boyfriend, and then it becomes this cat and mouse with chase within the house, where she starts off by shooting him with a shotgun right through the guts, and he is able to basically wrap himself up with saran wrap in order to try to survive. And then it's basically a Tom and Jerry cartoon, one of the fucking bloodiest Tom and Jerry cartoons ever, where you know, Jen and Richard are trying to kill one another, and of course Jen gets revenge by killing him. This movie's great. It's from 2017, so it's pretty recent. It's actually available on Shudder, which I've mentioned before. It's definitely worth checking out. It's a small kind of movie where, you know, there's only like five characters in the whole thing, but it's really well done. And it just kind of shows the widow survive. You know, fun for the whole family. The last movie that I want to talk about, which is, I've mentioned before, is 2018's Knife and Heart, which I actually saw last year. I went to go see it in one of the theaters in Hollywood. And Knife and Heart is directed by Yan Gonzalez. It is starring Vanessa Paradis, and basically it is a French-made giallo movie. So it's a French-made Italian slasher about a man who is stalking people involved in the world of gay porn and kills them with a knife that's hidden within a dildo. This is a straight-up love letter to giallo movies, so there's a lot of weird tangents in it. On top of it, it's also kind of a weird love letter to porno movies in general from the 70s. So there'll be scenes where something happens and then it's parodied. Like, for example, there's a scene where Vanessa Paradis is, she is contacted by police and interrogated as to the murder of one of the people that from her company. And then we have that same scene being reenacted by as a gay porn movie that Vanessa Paradis is directing. We have a lot of this weird dichotomy within it. There's also this whole weird backstory about who the killer is that doesn't really make sense, but makes about as much sense as you would expect in the giallo, so it's kind of perfect for what this is going for. There's also this is probably the only movie that I've ever seen a woman sexually assault another woman as aggressively as happens in this movie. And I'm not going to go into much, well, fuck it. She basically fingers her ex-girlfriend against her will in what is one of the most disturbing sexual assault scenes I've ever seen in a movie. Just because it's just the way it's presented. It came out of nowhere and I was like, oh shit, like what is this? But yeah, I mean, I think in general, that's what the French are going for. I mean, they're going to push boundaries. They're going to go for things that you wouldn't necessarily think of. And they're going to do it really well. French horror is definitely worth checking out. So that's it for today. And we'll see you tomorrow.